While some people find a sense of belonging through religion, others find that feeling through a connection to someone special. That leads us to today's StoryCorps from San Francisco. Jana McRae, a dancer, first met David Dublin Schwartz, a singer, during a rehearsal at San Francisco's Treat Street Social Club. They sat down together in the StoryCorps booth to share a few highlights of how their relationship evolved over time into love.
When is that moment that you sort of let somebody know that you are interested in them for real and would, you know, want to kiss them? The first time I ever saw you was at Treat Street Social Club on Treat Street in San Francisco. Oh. And you came in during a rehearsal and you were wearing sweatpants and like a sweatshirt or something. And one day you came up and talked to me and you lightly tapped me on the leg with your foot. It was intimate, sort of, and it was playful. And the thought went through my head, you know, I like this person. You know, who is this person? I should have just said right then, do you have a boyfriend or what? But I didn't. So we made a date to hang out.
And then instead of just being like, oh yeah, let's like meet for coffee and chat for an hour, you're like, yeah, like let's go on a hike. It takes about 3 hours. I was like, okay, he might be interested in me. But I didn't want to get my hopes up.
It might have been that day or just a few days before we went on the hike, you just lost your grandfather. Hmm. And you talked about that, and your grandfather reminded me a lot of my grandfather, and we had like a pretty deep conversation, and there was such a, who this person, like, we're meant to be friends, we're meant to know each other.
And then the third date when we did actually kiss at that horrible show, or the like half horrible show.
It was world music hip hop, I guess. I don't know.
It was like fusion-y, like cumbia and salsa.
It was like it was 1997 or something. I don't know. It's just
not your bag, babe.
It wasn't. It's not my bag. And I look down at you, and where there's like people around us, and we're kind of like just drinking water, and so I'm just waiting this band out, and you're with me, and we just started kissing, and it was great, but so funny, because I was also wondering, does she like this group? Because this is the worst. But, and then we kissed outside for a long time, and
like you were about to walk away, like we were sort of saying goodbye, and I was like, I really like you. And you said, you're like, really? Because I think I've liked you from the moment I met you. And I was just so excited. I was like so excited that it was so like clear and easy to tell each other that. I just kind of feel like if I'm with somebody like you and I'm like being creative and I'm with and have a family, like it's what matters.
Yeah. You, I just feel like we could be in any situation together and we could deal with it so well together. You know, any situation. A zombie apocalypse. I don't know, just anything. Yeah, I'm just so sure of it and I'm so glad.
I love you.
Oh. I love you too.
Mic drop.
Turn them up. On a night like this, something in the air that you can't resist. You lose all track of your person risk. Your watch disappears in a crowded mist. Put that down.